This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In Parshas Vayakhel, the Torah repeats how the Mishkan was built and all the things that were brought for the Mishkan and by who they were brought. So if you look at Pasuk Chav Zayin, Perek Lamed Hei, in the beginning of the parasha, the Torah speaks about the Nesiim, what they brought. Vanesiim heviu es avnei hashoyam ves avnei hamiluyim, which is of course the stones that were used for the Chayshin and the Ephod. The Nesiim, but the leaders, and they brought Avni Shayim, Avni Miluyim, seems to be a tremendous gift which is applicable, accurate for a Nasi. It's a Shein Azacht, Avni Shayim, and Avni Miluyim. Chazal find in what they brought a tremendous taina against them. Chazal point out that the Nesiim is spelt wrong. It's missing a yud. Vanisim eviu es avni ashoyam. Vanisim is vav, hey, nun, shin, ayin, mem. We are the yuds. It's missing a yud. Brings Rashi in the name of the Chazal, Om Reb Nosin, Maron nisim lisnade b'chanukas hamizbeach p'tchila. By the Chanukas hamizbeach, they were the first. Yet by the Meleches HaMishkan, to bring for the donation to build the Mishkan, Lo Yisnadu B'tchila. They were not the first. As we list all the things and all the people that brought, they're at the end of the list. Why did they not bring in the beginning? And by the Chanukas HaMizbeach, they were the first to bring the Karbanis. Elakachar Menesim, the answer is they Taka brought it at the end. And because they had a cheshbein, they had a reason. And what was their reason? They said, Yisnadvu tzibo mashem yisnadvim, let the people bring whatever they bring. Umashem chasrim, and whatever they're missing, we'll fill it in. Ono mashlim. Lemaisa, everybody brought because they were excited and they were happy to build the Mishkan. So it was Daya. They had everything. The only thing they didn't have was the Avnei Shayam and the Avnei Miluyim. And therefore, they brought it. The Avnei Shayam. Ulefi shenitznatzlu. Shenitznatzlu, because they were lazy, b'tchil in the beginning. Nechzera ois mishmam. They're missing a letter, the Yud. Vanesiim ksiv. Therefore, it's Vanesiim written without a Yud. Rabbi Isai, what's the taina? It seems like that they did something wrong. It's something that we have a taina. Why did they come and bring it? It's a good thing what they did. You know, when you give tzedakah, by saying, I'll match what everybody else brings, it's amazing. Today it's considered the best way to give. It's the greatest way of giving charity. I'll match. The gevirim, the nedivim, I'll match. So what did they say wrong? What everybody, and if anything is missing, we'll fill it in. The second question is, what's the punishment? Is punishment missing a yud? Such a big problem. Okay, it's spelled wrong. Was das ein schlecht? It's a spelling mistake. Not my kasha. The mefarshim asked this kasha, as well as the first question. And the last question which we need to deal with is, why the Yud? Okay, you want to say that they're missing? Why did you pick the Yud? That's the one that's missing. So in Pshat, I would say a teretz very simple to all three kashas. The first question that the Mefarshim asked, what's the Taina? Maybe a person who doesn't really want to give says, if you're missing, I'll give. Maybe they didn't really want to give. They knew that everyone's excited to give. Huh? So you say, okay, if you're missing anything, come back to me. And they knew or they hoped that maybe. And therefore it was a taina, because as we know, the Rabbeinu Shloilam is bedakdek, kechut asayra, their chashuv, so maybe there was some of that in their, so to speak, their plan and their reasoning that will be the ones at the end. What is the oinish of missing the yud? I mean, you know, every year you read it, and Rashi says that they didn't want to give. I mean, that's the oinish, right? Svarim talk about missing an ois and everybody's name and this big zachen. In Talz Torah, there's a lot of this yisoid, missing a letter. You know, a person's name in Shemayim, when he comes, they'll ask him his name, and he won't remember his name. This is supposed to be something that is a problem. So missing a yud will be somewhat of that problem, of that issue. But like I said, Kipshutik, it's very simple. It's missing a yud. People know about it, right? And the fact that people know about it, and people read about it, that itself is the einish. Why the letter Yud? I mean, what else you want it to be missing? If you take any other letter out of it, you're not going to know their Nisim. It's the only letter that if you take it out, you can have a Kri Niksiv and it could work. Das Valtich Gezak Pshatav. The Mefarshim don't answer these terutzim that I gave. So let's first of all begin by understanding why Taka did they not want to give. I mean, the Nesim. So the truth is, in Halacha and in Yeshiva Shetera, there's a discussion about a Radbaz. The Radbaz says, Zriza Magdim in L'mitzvahs. You're supposed to be quick to jump on a mitzvah, to do it as quickly as possible. Yet there's another shaila, is that there's halach of Zriza Magdimin, when if I push off the mitzvah, it can be done better. Should I still do Zriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs? A lot of times you want to make a bris in the morning. Very hard for the people. That if you do it later in the day, more people will come, whatever the cheshbeinis are. So says the Radbaz a shaila, ask the Radbaz this following shaila, is Zriza Magdimin better? Or is, to do it later, better take precedence over Zriza Magdimin L'mitzvahs? So they say, could be this is what the sugya and the issue over here with the Nesim. Yes, they should have jumped on the mitzvah to give, but could be it's a better giving if they're mashlim. Now, there's two points. Hakol Hilach Achar Gmar, Chazal always tell us that the one who finalizes the mitzvah gets the reward, goes after the goimer. And then there's another issue, yeah, that taka, he'll be missing. So they had a cheshbon that it was a better idea to finish the Mishkan by waiting. Because who knows if they'll have, right? Maybe they'll be missing whatever they had to bring. So it's taka cheshbon that maybe takes precedence over Zriza Magdimin L'mitzvahs. So what were they wrong in? So either you have to say they were wrong, that Talach is not like this Shaila of the Radbaz, that Zriza Magdimin takes precedence over all the Cheshbainis. Or we could come and say that you never know. Maybe the Cheshbain that you have won't work out. Maybe everybody will bring. And you won't have the Gemar. So when you're in doubt of a Gemar, better do Zriza Magdimin, which is one of the reasons for Zriza Magdimin. Right? One of the reasons, right? When there's two halachas in Zriza Magdimin. No, Rabbi Yisrael, let me read in the loud. Yeah? One din of Zriza Magdimin we learn out from Avram Avinu, Vayaskim Avram Babaika. The other one we learn out of Shmarta B'Samatzeis. So what is a Samatzeis? Al Tikri Matzeis Al Mitzvahs, Shmarta B'Zriza Magdimin. So what do you need two halachas? First, the Achreim HaMazbe. One is because you have to show Cheshivas for the mitzvah and jump on it. Vayaskim Avram Babaika. The second din of Zriza Magdimin L'mitzvahs is Ushmartim Esah. Watch it, because maybe if you don't do it right away, maybe you won't get the chance to do it later. So it could be that's the Shakla V'Tarya. Maybe the Nesiim held Zriza Magdimin is about better to do it first. Oh, but this is better because maybe later they'll be needed more. Well, maybe, fakir, the din is reason magdimin l'mitzvah is, because maybe you won't get a chance to do it later. And that taka what happened. Hamalacha yadayim, they weren't needed. Chazal, Rabbi Yisai, yeah? Machta minut chazal, yeah? Rabbi Yisai, ibe chazal. Check. The Nisim, we took out a nice from their name, they did something that Chazal took a point against. Right? What did they do? They were nisatzel. They were nisatzel. They didn't bring right away. But they had a good cheshbin l'chayla. They wanted it that they should be the ones to complete what was needed. Whatever there's going to be missing, it's a mevedik cheshbin. So we could say it's halacha shayla. Zriza Magdim and jump on to do it right away. Or maybe better not to do Zriza Magdimin. So you should be able to either make a geimer, to be the geimer of the mitzvah, or to taka finish what's needed. What's the nidain? The nidain is, first of all, maybe we don't paskin that Zriza Magdimin is not in b'makim where you make a cheshbin. Maybe taka, you should still do Zriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs. Or maybe the pshatin Zriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs. Who says? Maybe Zriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs because maybe you won't be able to do it later. So you might as well jump, and that's Shmarta B'samatz is the second halacha. Right? Practice some mitzvahs because maybe you won't get a chance to do it. And you see, taka, they ended up not having a chance to do it. So let's talk abyssal musa yet. Yeah? Why did the Nisim not give? Why did Chazal find in this a tremendous taina? And why taking out a letter is the einish, so to speak? And why the letter yud? So if you look at all the svarim that discussed this topic, and I went through it, in the different mahalchim of Musar, and in the yeshivas of Musar, according to their mahalach, they found the taina of the Nesiim. The Vardik, we know, is all about anova, his batlus, humility, ver bistu, gaiva, was gaiva, yeah? How you talking? Yeah? Okay. So in the Torah of Nevardik, Chachma Musar, from Rav Yafin, he says an interesting pshat. He says like this. The Nesiim, Rashi says, was Atzlus. The Mesil Shisharim says that all Atzlus is rooted in a gaiva. You ever see people who talk slow and walk slow? They're slow. But they're slow because they think everything they say is so important and they're so chashiv and they're so... He says that true Rashi says that the problem was Atzlus, but it's the Mesil Shisharim's issue of Atzlus, which is Gaiva. He brings a beautiful Zayir. The Zayir HaKadosh writes, why did they have to bring the Avni Shoyim, Avni Milu? Why was that the final? And we're soon going to learn that it came from Shemayim. The Avni Shoyim came down from the heaven, from the clouds. They brought the Avni Shoyim. So he brings a Zayir that the Zayir says, the Avni Shoyim, the Avni Miluyim, had to do with Gaiva, the lave in the heart. That's why the Nesiim had to bring the Avni Shoyim and Avni Miluyim. It was a kapara, it's a tikkun for the Gaiva. It's a kapara and a tikkun for the Gaiva. Oh, so Dalta from the Vardik. Okay. Now we understand why the taina was atzlus, and that's why they had to bring what? Avni Shoyam and Avni Miluyim. Now we could say that that's taka the pshat, why the yud is missing. The Kliyakar explains yud is the smallest ice, which is meira on another. It's Kliyakar, he says it over here on the pasuk. Now everything fits together with the pshat of Chachma Musar Nevardik, that there was a gaiva, and what was the gaiva? You give, and I'll... Now, of course, it's a good thing if a person comes and says, I'll be mashlam, I'll match it. But sometimes it's a little bit of a chashivas. Whatever you, but else. Azay Zakta, that Chazal found in this Atzlus a touch of Gaiva. A touch of Gaiva. And like we're saying, Mishtaling to the Kleyakar, that's why the what? The Yud. Okay. The Vardik, like I said, was all about Shiflus, Anava, his Batlus. In Kelim, Reb Simcha Zisa learned the Pshat and the Rashi plain and poshut. Atzlus is a terrible midah. Atzlus is, it is what it is. Atzlus is a bad midah. Svarim of Musar scream against Atzlus. Notice that the first halach in Shulchan Aruch is Rizus. Person has to work quickly. If a person doesn't have this midah of Zrizus, the entire day is off. Zrizus is one of the Yisaidis. And Atzlus is the problem. They say, I heard this from Isaiah Zecharin Levracha, that the Alta from Kelim, towards the end of his life, was very sick. He was makbid to wake up for davening and to come to every Seder that he ever had. Why? They say, even I think the day that he was Nifter, he was by Shachris. Why? Because he kept on screaming to himself, is it really because you're sick? Or it's because you're lazy? And they say that he jumped out of bed, like even the morning that he was Nifter, he said, it's Atzlus, it's not really because you're sick. You're covering it up, excusing it away. But deep down, you're a misatzel. Rav Naftali Trupp, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said over this story in the yeshiva in Radin, and he said, take a look. The Alta from Kelim was really sick, but he was afraid that maybe it's Atzlus. By us, it's the other way around. Really, it's Atzlus. And what do? We excuse it away that we're sick. Take a look how this person worked against the Atzlus, and by us, those days we mask. He was afraid that the Atzlus is the real problem, and the sickness, and by us, it's the other way around. The Atzlus is the real problem, and we mask it with we're sick. My Rebbe Rebelsky told me that he had a couch in his house, and he never, ever, ever sat on his couch. Yeah? Because if he would sit on his couch, he wouldn't get up. He was tired. He was like this. He doesn't have the nisayon, and he's on the go always. He's always on the move. He never sat down on his couch. Nice story. So when they had the hesped here for Rebelsky, Rebbe Rebelsky, right? So the son told Reb Pesach Kron, you know, when you came to visit my father, he was on the couch. He sat on the couch. It was the first time I ever saw my father sitting on that couch. Okay? So the story's a real story. Klum av made al b'noi, v'klum b'noi made al ob, but if they both say it, you can believe that it happened. Rabbi say. You know, it's Rizus. Rizus is an avodah. Now we can discuss why the Yud. The Chiddush Arim says that it's about Atzlus, and that's why the Yud is missing. Because Yud resembles the Yid. A Yid is not an Atzl. The Tchun of a Yid, he says, is not to have Atzlus. A Goy has an Atzlus. A Yid, in his Tchunas Halev, is not an Atzl. It's about Atzlus. Altaf and Kelim, Chiddush Arim says the same thing. It's about Atzlus. And because of that, it's missing the Yud, because the Yud, the Yid, always the Yud resembles the Yid. There's no Atzlus. I saw in the Svarim of Reb Isaac Sher, which is Slabotka. Now, Slabotka is all about being a giver. to give. It's about, he says that the reason that the Nesi'im didn't give, and the taina on them was, it lacked in giving. You know, a giver doesn't come up with excuses. The minute you start, and it sounds like a good excuse, right? It sounds like they had a good cheshbon. A giver doesn't make cheshbonis. He sees everyone, he gives. Yeah? The chisarin was, and it's so slabotka, the musr of slabotka, if you were a giver, you wouldn't make such a cheshbon. The fact that they made such a cheshbon. So it's a different problem of the atzlus. It's not the mid of the atzlus, it's why are you being misatzl. With this we could say, I'm married to Kipshat. Lamaisa, how did they get the Avni Shayim and Avni Meluyim? The Medrash says that it came from Shamayim. The Rabbeinu Shloilam was doing it on purpose. At the end, you didn't give. It came from Shamayim. The Oynish, so to speak, was, yeah, you're not a giver? Okay. I won't give you the satisfaction either because you didn't give it. You gave something that came from Shamayim. And could be, we could say, Abyssal Musa Daraychit, Wasad Musa. Why is a person not a giver? It's his ayin, it's his. Baishim's telling you, it's garnished ayin, it's not yours. Tchaltz from Shamayim. Everything that you got is from Shamayim. Be a giver. You hear the either the taich is you had a chisar, you're not a giver. So you know what happened? You end up giving, not yours. So you didn't get that you gave. Or could be it was a lesson. You gave. You don't want to give. Where does everything come from anyway? If you would understand everything comes from Shamayim, you'd give. There's a mayudika yalkut. It's a yalkut. It's also, it's mamloy is an ovis. He says a very interesting thing. Shulchan, a table, right? What's the root word of the word shulchan? So he says it's shlichus. The Rabbeinu Shem gave you, in order you should be a shliach to give others. And that's why a table is called a shulchan. So it's dying, it's not you. The Rabbeinu Shem gave it to you to give. There's a very famous pasuk, right? When a person doesn't have money, yamuch achicha imach. What is imach? Our Chaim says imach. You know what imach means? It's his money by you. He doesn't have money. Where is the money? It's by you. I gave it to you to give to him. What do you think? You're giving him. You're not giving anything. Ki yamuch achicha imach. And therefore, I see like Kenosha. Could you take ribbis? Could you imagine you give a guy what belongs to him and give him, and take on that ribbis? Imagine here, this is this guy's thing, and you give it back to him and you take ribbis on top of that. It's not you're giving him. That's Kiyam Chachicha Imach Zakhtar Chayim. Okay. In Tells, Shirei Das, they have a whole different pshat in this misatzel. What was the misatzel? When something is not chashiv, or you don't have feelings for it, you're a misatzel. It's deeper than the act of the atzlus. What is it? It's what's behind the atzlus. Had you had chashivus and feelings for, then you wouldn't have been misatzel. Which is interesting. Right? You see people, they're misatzel sometimes to come to davening. And they're misatzel when they learn. It's maybe not so much in the tchuna. What is it? It's in what it's for. Take the same guy and tell him that he could win a few hundred dollars or something. He's not misatzel. For that, he's not lazy. Sometimes it shows on the person what is chashiv and not chashiv. The Chofetz Chaim says another pshat. What was the problem of misatzel? He's a murdi chiddush. The problem was that they did not join together with the tzibur. Everyone is giving. What are you being separate for? What are you separating yourself? Yeah? So the fact that you're separating yourself from the tzibur, that is where the problem is. So it's not so much that they said something wrong. Their cheshbon was right, maybe. But how could you be Pirish Minatzibur? How could you be Pirish Minatzibur? The Imre Emes says the same word, and he says that's why it's missing the Yud. Why is it missing the Yud? A Yid is supposed to be part of the Tzibur and give, and be part of what they're... To be Pirish Minatzibur, it's a chesar in Yiddishkeit. It's a chesar in the Yid. And that becomes the reason why they chose the Yud to take it out. Now, Rabbi, I'm going to show you something very interesting. All right? Which Yud is missing in the Nesiim? Actually, the Nesiim that's brought down the Parsha doesn't have any Yuds. And I show this to many people, Rabbi Say. The word Nesiim in the Torah is spelled sometimes. You ready? In Parshas Nasai. Perik Zayin, Pasuk Yud, Ve'akrivo Anesiim, Hey, Nun, Shin, Aleph, Yud, Mem. And in the same Pasuk, Ve'akrivo Anesiim, Hey, Nun, Shin, Yud, Aleph, Mem. Same Pasuk. That's Mam Shapel. I never saw anybody talk about it. I hold some Moyudika Ara. Mam Shamoyudika Ara. Ve'akrivo Anesiim, Hey, Nun, Shin, Aleph, Yud, Mem. And then the second time it says it in the same pasuk, Vayakriv Anesiim, Hey, Nun, Shin, Yud, Aleph, Mem. So which Yud is missing here? Two is missing both. But which one is it supposed to be? Okay, you ready, Rabbi? Say, listen to what I think the pshat is. First of all, I think there's a pshatava problem with the Nesiim. And that is, you know what a Nasi's job is? To lead. So if the problem was in the Nasi, so which Yud is missing? First one. If the problem is the plural, the Rabbim, the Hanisiyim is the Rabbim of it. So if it's the Nasi is the problem, so it's the first one that's missing. And if the problem is the Tzibur, each one separately. Okay. You know what's so interesting? When they gave to the Chanukah HaMizbeach, they all gave the same. Everybody gave the same. What's the pshat? Because there they all joined together as one. They stood out when they had to give the separate. So they, when it came to the Chanukah's Ha, and they Taka gave what? They Taka gave each one. Each one. Like everybody else. So the two Yuds was Chaser. Why? Could be because in both here there was a problem. One, it was a problem in the Nasi. And the other one was the problem in the Im. Now let me tell you one step further up, Asa. You ready? Okay. You know, in life, a person makes cheshbonos. A person makes cheshbonos. What is cheshbon? Sometimes it's rooted in the right kavana. But sometimes you're not supposed to make a cheshbon. Sometimes you do, and you don't make cheshbonos. I want to show you something interesting. You ready? You know, the goyim were offered the Torah. The goyim were offered the Torah. Yeah, the goyim were offered the Torah. They asked, "What's in it?" So the Rabbi Shem said, "Leisir tzach, leisina." We don't want it, but they have to keep it anyway. I said, what did they get? I don't know what they gave. Like Sigzel, they have to... Fakir, it's even worse for them now, because now that they don't have the Torah, if they steal the Chayiv Misan every time they steal, what did they gain from all that? Okay, and the answer could be, they made a cheshbon. What was their cheshbon? Their cheshbon was, of course we don't want to steal, because it's not right to steal. But what are we? Who are we? We are people that are capable of stealing. The Torah changes the person. Loi sigzo. A yid doesn't steal. It's not don't steal. That they don't want. We'll accept not to steal because society says it's wrong. We'll accept not to because it's wrong. But we don't want that the Torah that changes a person, that we don't want. You know, the guy who came to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Al Regel Achas, what did Hillel tell him? Madaloch Sani L'Chaver Chaloi Savit. And the rest is only a pirush. You tell me, how could it be, Rabbi Say, that the whole Torah is of Haftarecha Kamaicha? That makes sense. You're right, there's a lot of parts of the Torah which have been all Mechaveri. But everything's V'haftal or Yecha Kamoicha. So the truth is, he didn't say straight V'haftal or Yecha Kamoicha. What did Hillel tell him? Adaloch Sani L'chavercha Aloi Savit. Don't do it to your friend. Right? Okay. Could be. The way I'm explaining Rabbi Say, the Pshat, he was telling him that when you keep mitzvahs of the Torah, you don't keep it because it's wrong. And its society tells me you're not allowed to steal. It needs to come that you feel madaloch sani l'chaver chaloi savit. It has to come from your hakara that how can I do it to the other guy? A person can't steal. You know why he can't steal? Because society. And then there's another part of a person who doesn't steal. You know what that is? How can I do it? It's something I can. Maybe that's the pshat. I was mechadish this recently, Rabbi Yisai. You hear it's a meri gevara behind it. Madaloch sani. You shouldn't do it because it's wrong. You shouldn't do it because you wouldn't want that to happen to you. That's why you should keep every mitzvah. That's what he wants. And that's a yid. The difference between a yid and a goy can know that the person's not allowed to steal because society demands that of it. On a personal level, he couldn't care less about the other guy. What is he? He cares. When you don't steal from the other guy, it's because it's wrong to steal. That's not what the Torah wants of you. The Torah wants that you shouldn't be a person that could steal. Yeah, good. Megadik, huh? Okay. You know what the nature of a yid is? That he can't control himself when he wants Torah mitzvahs. That's the nature of a yid. Where did I get this from? There's a Mari L'Chadush Erim. L'Chadush Erim says, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't test Klal Yisrael when they were Mekabel the Torah? He should have said to them, kid, this mitzvah, could you keep it? Do you want it? Him the Fakir, he gave them a whole speech. He made it so romantic, so to speak, that they should be Mekabel the Torah. It was so beautiful. Eh? Why didn't he test them? It, like the goyim here, like sigs, are you able to keep it? He did test them. You know what he tested them with? Hagbala. Hagbala means you can't go up to the mountain. A yid in tchuna can't control himself when he sees Kedusha. Rabbi Yerucham of the Mir says, a mayri de kevart. Ruchan the Mir says, when Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ritzaynenu Liray says Malkeinu, you know what we want, Kabbalah Satay, we want to see Hashem. We want to see our king. Moshe Rabbeinu brings this to Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael says, Im Kain, Rashi quotes it, Im Kain, if so, tell them to prepare themselves because I'm coming down on Har Sinai. Says Rabbi Yerucham, it seems like that wasn't the original plan. It seems like originally the plan was not to come down on Har Sinai and be mezgala to Klal Yisrael. But because they wanted, Ritzeinenu lirois es malkeinu. Ritzeinenu lirois es malkeinu. We want. Baishim says want. Ratzain. Ratzain is a very, very important part of a Yiddish neshama. Baishim says when a Yid wants, he gets it. I have to give him the ruchnis. This is what the Sfasemis and the Chedush HaRim are saying. Hagbalu is telling them, I know how much you want. Yet you have to control Hagbala. You got to hold back. Why? Because I told you to do so. You got to do even though you want. You got to do. You got to restrict even though you want. Let's go further up, please. Moshe Rabbeinu davens v'schanan to go into Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say, k'minya v'schanan, he davened, and if he davened one more tefillah, what would happen? He would get in. I don't understand. If the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want, if the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want, he could say no. So many learn that it has to do with the koyach of the tefillah. That tefillah has such a, that's able to break through gzeiros. The Kli Yoker says a different pshat. The Kli Yoker says, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't asking because he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael on a personal, for his own enjoyment. He wanted to go in, L'kaya mitzvah satluyeh ba'aretz, like he quotes from the Yerushalmi. Says the Kli Yoker, when a Yid asks for Ruchnius, the Rabbi Yisrael must give it to him. Rabbi Yisrael must give it to him. I've told this story over many a time, and I'll repeat it. My grandfather, my mother's father, he was 48, and he had a heart attack, and he was laying in Beilinson Hospital. He was a diabetic. They couldn't do much in those days. Today, Mistama, they're able to do surgeries with diabetes. They have a mahalach. Doctors told him, there's not much we could do. Summon your family and we'll tell them. My mother and her brother were summoned to the bed of the father, and the doctor said, there's not much we could do for you. My grandfather told his son, my mother's brother, go to the Chazanish. In those days, whenever you had an issue, you went to the Chazanish. You went to the Chazanish, and the Chazanish said, first of all, tell the doctor it's not his place, nor does he have any rights. I told you the story, that's how you know. No, okay. To decide who lives and who dies. Mikanch nitten reshus l'roi filarapois. You have the right to heal, but you don't have the right to decide life and death. That's the doctor. Tell your father, said the Chazanish, he should be mekabel on himself to do mitzvahs, zikui harabim, and this should be able to carry him out of the situation, the problem that he's facing. Kachave, Chazanish said, they came back, and versteht sich, like a good Eretz Yisrael Yid, he told the doctor straight to you for his face. Chazanish said, I should tell you that you're not the one to decide life and death. Okay. Fast forward. 2 days later, the doctor was killed. Someone ran over the doctor as a revenge killing for a botched surgery. And my grandfather, without the surgery, because he was a diabetic, so he never had the surgery, lived to 86, 87 years old. Okay? He was mekabel on himself to do mitzvah zikar harabim. What is the lesson and yesod of the story? When Ayid wants ruchnius, there is nothing that stops him. You know, there's a very famous line, Ein dover ha'oimei b'fnei harotzoi. People think it's a chazal. I don't think so. I challenge everyone to look and find, where is this chazal? Ein davar, the Sfasem speaks about in the beginning of Parshas Baloischa, that probably it's a ruchnizdika thing. That the rotzoin of a yid, in essence, is unstoppable. When a yid wants something, when a yid wants, it becomes a reality. Gedolei Yisrael have spoken so much how people who in capability, in Kishrein, weren't capable of achieving much, yet because they had Ratzayin, they were matzliach in learning and in other areas of Ruchnis, Ratzayin. What's the other end of Ratzayin? The other end of Ratzayin is that sometimes the Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't want. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shloilam saying, on Cheshbonis. And how did I learn this? By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shloilam told him, stop davening. Why? They shouldn't say, I'm difficult, you're difficult, so stop davening. What does that mean? And the answer is, if you want Ratzon Hashem, if you want Ruchnius, if you want to go into Eretz Yisrael, but I'm telling you, this is the Ruchnius, not to make Cheshbonis, and to follow what I tell you. This is the, and the truth is, Chazal tell us, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, why wasn't he supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because if he would go into Eretz Yisrael, he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. What would happen? They'll never be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He'll destroy Klal Yisrael when they sinned. And there won't be Shafa Hamas Aleitzim Alavonim. So the Rebbeinu Shloilam, in the wisdom of knowing the future, said, don't make Cheshbonis. Don't make Cheshbonis. Don't make Cheshbonis. So this is the dichotomy, so to speak, of what, on one hand, a person should not make Cheshbonis. And on the other hand, a person has to make Cheshbonis, right? He has to make a Cheshbon. Yes, no. Now let's discuss what's missing in the word of the Nesiim. And maybe it's the two yuds. It's the Shem Hashem. That's what's missing. You know when people make Cheshbonis, Rabbi Yisai? When they take Hashem out of the equation. I think it's a Mordi Gepshat. All the Cheshbonis is maybe. You know what all your maybes are all about? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to everybody. A lot of times we think we're the ones who are giving and we're doing and we're... And who do we take out of the... What Hashem wants and said. Hashem said, give. You took out the two yuds. That's the two yuds. You took Hashem. You made your own calculations. So what did the Rebbeinu Shlom show? Daya. The Malacha was Daya. And the Avni Shoyim, I didn't need you. I'll send you the Avni Shoyim anyway. I'll send it from Shemayim. No, what are you left with? You never did anything. A lot of times when we make a lot of cheshbonis and we take the Eibishta out of the picture, you know what you end up? With nothing. With nothing. With a lot of cheshbonis. And you miss out. At the end, with all their cheshbonis, it was gewaldic. It was a tremendous cheshbonis they had. But that's not what the Rebbeinu Shlom said. Lamais Rebbeinu Shlom said, give, bring, jump into it. Cheshbonis. So what is Rebbeinu Shlom? Daya, we don't need you. And the one thing that Taka, I'll send it anyway. And that's Vanesiyim Eviyu. In life, Rabbi Yisai. Mishkan. We want to build a Mishkan. Remember, Mashem lo yivne bayis. Shavam lo bayinav bay. All the cheshbonis and all the things we calculate that we think with mamish, doing the right thing. Rabbi Shalom has far sight. He sees much far in the future. And he tells you, just keep what I tell you to keep. Just do what I tell you to do.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.